Now for some analysis and what's ahead for the Red Sox, we're joined by sports writer and WBUR baseball analyst Glenn Stout. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
It was a disappointing end to the season. What happened to the Sox over this series?
You know, the whole last half of the year, they were not the team they were the first half. They had a lot of problems winning on the road. The offense was pretty sporadic. And all that stuff, I think, got exposed yesterday rather dramatically and all at once. But I think when there's a little bit of time and you step back a little bit, this was not a team, I think, that was designed to repeat what happened in 2004 and 2007. They certainly hoped they would, but there were just too many holes on this team.
I mean, you can boil it right down to the pitching failed, and the bats just never produced.
Well, you know, the bats disappeared at a very critical time. You know, this is not the same Red Sox team where you had, you know, Manny and David Ortiz in the middle of that lineup, and every opposing pitcher was petrified. This was a lineup you could pitch around. And that's exactly what the Angels did this series.
And they were able to play a very aggressive game on the field with the Red Sox, or running on them fairly constantly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's part of the Angels' game anyway, but Boston's problems behind the plate were really exposed. I mean, when you have Juan Rivera, who never stole a base during the regular season, stealing a base in the playoffs, there's an issue there, clearly.
Will there be a lot of people on the trading block?
I think there's going to be a lot of wholesale changes in the season because this is a changed team from the team that's been the dynasty for the last 4 or 5 years. And it starts, I think, in the outfield with Jason Bay. He's up for free agency. There's going to have to be another power hitter. If Bay is not brought back, do you go get Matt Holliday? You can also look at catcher. Do you go into another season with a defensive catcher who can't throw? I mean, I think Veritek is pretty much gone. Martinez can't throw. There's questions at shortstop. There's questions in the bullpen. The Red Sox, I think, are going to have to be very, very proactive this year in the offseason and in free agency because there simply aren't the solutions to what ails them coming up in their farm system.
One of the things we debated in my house yesterday as we were watching the Red Sox lose is whether Big Poppy would be back next year.
Well, he will be back because he's got a big contract, and I think he's basically untradeable right now. There's a limited number of places he can go because he really can't play in the field. I don't think you're going to see him do any more than this year. Yes, he responded, bounced back in the second half, and ended up with some pretty good numbers at the end of the year, but he still hit only .260. He's not hitting doubles anymore. He's striking out way too much.
And do they need new pitching?
Well, you always need more pitching. And I think in some instances they might need new pitching. I mean, there's some dissatisfaction with Papelbon, not because of the way he pitched yesterday, but because of the way he's pitched all year long. He's a little over-dependent on the fastball. He's a little stubborn. And he's due to make a lot of money after next season. So there's some thought that you can trade him this year, maybe get something good in return. You always want to get another starting pitcher. I mean, are you going to trust Masusaka to be a spot in the rotation next year? Is Clay Buchholz going to fulfill his promise, or is he still going to be a little in, a little out? Is that a guy you can trust moving forward?
Finally, Glenn, as much as it pains me to do this, I guess we do have to look ahead to World Series play, and I want to look at it from the point of view of the Yankees. When you looked at the Yankees playing the Minnesota Twins in the playoffs, they swept the Twins. If you were reading the faces of the Twins, you saw maybe hope. If you were reading the faces of the Yankees, you saw supreme confidence. Are the Yankees beatable?
They're beatable, but boy, it's not going to be very easy. They seem to be doing absolutely everything they need to be doing. It seems like after a little bit of a down period, this might be the Yankees' year.
Glenn Stout, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Glenn Stout is author of Red Sox Century and the Cubs, among the many books on baseball he's written. His latest book, Young Woman and the Sea, is about swimming the English Channel. You can find a link to Glenn's website at ours, WBUR.org.